has been doing about who is supplying water outside their municipality. Then I have a handout on observations from our committee that I'd like to go through. What I'm trying to do is get consensus about where the state of the law is. And then we've invited the Constitutional Committee to come and present the revisions they've been working on and explain why they're proposing what they're proposing. And then the fourth item on the agenda is to start to talk about how we make the statutes and the Constitution work together to get us in a better place. So that's what's proposed. I do have a list here for you to sign up so we can send out. I tried to send out emails to everyone who came to our last meeting. And so hopefully you got those this time. And I'll try to do the same thing before the next meeting so we know where we're at. Any concerns, questions about that agenda? Thank you for being here. I do have one note. Representative Coleman let me know that
she wants to be involved, and if you'll call her on that phone, she'd like to listen in.
Okay. She told me she couldn't be here.
And she's waiting.
And she would rather that we did our meetings on interim weeks. She thought she could participate better if we did that. But
you have enough power on your phone?
I think so. Let me call her. I don't know that this is going to work very well, but I'll call her and see what happens. Is this Representative Coleman?
It is.
This is Boyd Clayton. We're just starting our committee meeting.
Perfect. Thank you.
Unfortunately, we're in a big room, and I'm using my cell phone, so I'll try to get people to speak loudly. But we'll see how that goes. All right. We'll go to the first item on the agenda. Cameron?
I'm just pulling up information now. For those who don't know, let me just give a quick background of what we've been doing with our membership. I'm Cameron Dill, Executive Director of the League of Cities and Towns. We represent all 247 cities and towns in the state, many of which provide water, some of which do not. In an effort to try to provide some context to this discussion, we sent out a survey in the late spring. It's still an active survey. We have quite a few cities that we are following up with this week, trying to get additional information because they have not submitted the survey. But I have the results as of last night that I'll present today to give some context for today's conversation. We've had 47 municipalities that have responded so far. Those municipalities range in size from Alta, Panguitch, and Hideout to cities like Sandy, Salt Lake City, and Layton. And as I mentioned, we'll be doing some follow-up and have been doing follow-up over the last 48 hours to expand our reach. What I'll do is I'll just outline a handful of the questions that are relevant to today's discussion and then what the response has been. The first question we asked in this part of the survey was, does your city provide retail culinary water service to property owners outside of your municipal boundary? And of the 47 respondents, 23 said yes. So that's 49% of the respondents. The follow-up question then was, if so, does your city charge a higher rate for the property owners outside of the municipal boundary? And of the 23 that said that they provide retail culinary water service outside of their city boundary, 17 of them do charge a higher rate. So that's 74% of the 23 respondents there. Then we asked an open-ended question. How is the rate outside of the city determined? And there were a variety of answers, most of which came back to rates being established by the city council as needed and based on operating costs. Several cities said they do studies. One city said that they do an approximate cost to provide the service. One said that and went into great detail and said the cost of service analysis is done according to AWWA standards on both investment and a cash basis. Another said that they do it by negotiation. There are actually several cities that said that they do it by negotiation with the contractors outside of the city. One said they set it based on a certain base rate amount. That's the inside the city fee, and then they have the additional costs above and beyond that base rate. And then a couple of cities